There's a thriving Subud community in Portland, Oregon, and someone here who is this co-chair of that community is also a postcard poet. She came all the way up for this event. Please welcome Bhakti Watts.
So I rode the Bolt bus up here from Portland today, and on the bus I was looking through all the postcards that I received and all the poems that I wrote for postcards, and I had them all picked out what I wanted to share with you, and then tonight I just changed my whole mind to like, okay, that's not what I'm going to read. So I have two pairs of postcards, one that I received and one that I wrote back to the person, and then I have one poem that's just in the middle that's to my sister. So, okay. So, my friend Lucy and I stayed together in Puebla, and we shared a room, and we're dear friends, but we wondered how that was going to go for that period of time, staying together, and it was very interesting. So, this is her poem to me. To my dearest Bhakti, missing my friend tonight, hectic tram ride, Cholula Pyramid, Cholula, Mexico. Missing my friend tonight and today, boy. Missing the strong pinnacle, groundedness, love, tenderness. Purveyor of fine foods and linens, perfect toast butterer. Mexican fast food, food chain, worst food ever. Really missing my friend tonight. And miss dessert, Amadeus Cafe of Forgotten Items. So my poem to her is, mi amiga is strong and sure, like a lamp lighting the way, or a piece of marble that will always support weight. Mi amiga es tender and fragile, with a body whose ability to navigate itself must be taken by the hand. Mi amiga es easy to get along with, but cuidado, she does get angry. Mi amiga es an angel who sees clearly true intentions and what lies under the surface. Mi amiga es a true friend. Okay. And this one is to my sister. When you are gone, I feel sadness creeping in around the edges, as if my moorings had somehow become a little loose, or my inner GPS can't pinpoint my location. I like to think of myself as whole and strong, but I realize when you are gone how your very presence in the greenhouse down the street feeds this being. And then at the end of the month, after the month was over and we had done all the postcards, I received a postcard. And it says, it's from Abaya. It says, Bhakti, the last lines are for you, because it was finished and I did not want this to end. Because I hope you live where I do, not just in Puddle Town, but the heart. Because I know and love your name and all the devotional memories it stirs in me. Because there are more than just our words that weave us all together. And so I wrote to her, Abaya, thank you for writing after the month was finished. Thank you for reaching out to toast hearts. Thank you for living in my own beautiful town. I like to think of you being here, the one who has no fear, which is what her name means, and is intrinsically linked with devotion.
Mm-hmm.